And then where were you born?
I was born in Lewiston, Idaho, but that's...
But they were living...
We lived on lower end of Joseph Creek, where we'll go by today.
And that's where you were raised.
That's right. Went to a country school there through the sixth grade, and then moved to Clarkston.
What was it like when you were under 10 years old in that country?
Just kind of like this, you look at
were
this.
Were there a lot of people around there?
There was a lot of people. Every few miles were a few people, and they were just a neighborhood of their own, like a little community, and they'd done together.
Was there a lot of sheep there or just cattle?
Yeah, it was all cattle, pretty much.
It was all cattle.
Well, there were some sheep, but not cattle were dominant at that time down there.
Did you have to stay there? Were you there all year round, or did you move?
I was there year round, other than when we went to town a couple times a year to the celebrations.
So you didn't come out in the summer?
We came out in the summer when we were kids. We'd trail cattle from there to Enterprise, the railroad, and take in the...
Ship them out on the railroad?
That was the second time. The other time we come to town for the July celebration. Mm-hmm. July 4th celebration. That's about the only time we went to town, other than when you got sick.
How'd you get any schooling down there?
Had a good country school. They taught everything, and the kids remembered.
There was a school down there.
Oh, yes. We'll see that today, too.
Okay.
That's the way it's down there.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, your grandparents came in, you say, about 1890.
I'm trying to think just where that is over there. One of those benches up behind the clearance there that they keep where their homestead was. And I don't know exactly whether it's to the left of the hay shed or right straight over the top of the hay shed, or there's one to the right. There's one there they call the Rye Bench.
Is that up Lightning Creek? Cow Creek, right up
above the hay
barn. Yeah, yeah.
And that's where my granddad is homesteaded.
Well, then when were you born?
26.
And your father was living down in Joseph Canyon.
The mouth of Joseph Creek, on the Grand Ronde River.
Yeah.
The Grand Ronde River.
Yeah, right at the corner there, down at the near the mouth.
Right.
Yeah. And do you ever see that cave down there where Joseph was supposed to
go by today?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can go ahead and see.
Do you remember any stories when you were up to 10 years old or living down there?
Well, all these old stories. I remember when some of the Nez Perce Indians used to come up there and trade with us. My dad would trade them. He used to sell them a cow, and they'd come up there and butcher it, and they'd take the whole thing home with them. And then we used to collect up the cow hides that winter killed, the deer hides, trade them to the Indians for beaded gloves, moccasins, something we could wear.
Uh-huh. That must have been their main route into this valley.
I'm sure it was. I think that I have no reason to say this, but I think that if you would look into it, reasonable thinking at least, would be the narrows, which we call the narrows of the Grand Round River, which is right at the mouth of Joseph Creek, is where the whole Grand Round River funnels down through a seam in the rock and not over 16 foot wide in the summer. And it's a steep incline. And this would be something probably the most thing comparable to the Salado Falls that I can think of. It was a falls, and Steelhead Spring and Fall was in there by just thousands, and that's where the Indians apparently came. That's where that was a big camp wintering area.
Yeah.
And I can kind of describe that, show you that today. I can't get right up to it. But
did you ever read Bonneville, that book by Washington Irving?
No, I've never read it.
Yeah, that's about Bonneville's time when he came in here. And there's a long description of that country because he stopped down there near the mouth of Joseph Canyon, and that's where he met Joseph's father. Mm-hmm. He had his camp there, and it'd be interesting for you to read that description.
Well, my dad, when they lived down in there, he had a lot of Indian friends that came in there.